This is a podcast from creativeradio.com.
Hi out there, everybody in Radio Land.
It's radio demo time. I guess it all began when I was viciously scratched by Liza Minnelli. She jumped out from behind a pillar and screamed, "Get me coffee!" is probably a better way to start your radio demo than...
Yes, indeedy, it's Terry Tesco on the radio, checking out the travel and the weather. But first, this is the Beatles, and this is Here Comes the Sun. Here comes the
sun. Always start with your best stuff. Show your personality and ability as a broadcaster and storyteller. Make me laugh. Make me cry. But please don't make me vomit into a waste paper basket when you spit out some boring old strapline.
Oh, yes, indeedy. We're playing the best music in Basildon on the Hot Power Best Hits War Music FM.
Make sure your radio demo is all about you. Even if you have the most fabulous guest in the studio, cut their answer as soon as possible. I'm a believer in not too many music beds and sounding so slick that the person listening just knows you've spent 10 hours editing down your performance. Keep it simple, keep it short. Not too many long links. Variety and ability is what you need to show. For commercial radio, show you can sell. Create a live read for a competition and prize. For BBC or public radio, show you care. Real live interaction with callers shows your ability to create compelling conversational radio. It's worth creating a demo aimed at the station or format you're sending the demo off to. Oh, and don't attach big audio files to unsolicited emails. If you fill up, or worse, crash the person's inbox, they're probably going to take quite a dim view of you.
Yes, indeedy.
This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.